בחינות הבגרות באנגלית, קטע הבנת הנשמע. לתלמידים אינטרנים ואקסטרנים הנבחנים בשאלון ה' מודיול E. במועד ב', קיץ תשפ"א 2021. שלום רב. היום אתם נבחנים בבחינות הבגרות באנגלית, ובעוד רגע יושמע הקטע בהבנת הנשמע. נשמיע לכם את הקטע הזה פעמיים. יש להאזין לקטע בשתי ההשמעות האלה. Hello, students. Today you are sitting for your Bagrut examination in English. In a moment, you will hear the text of your listening comprehension test, which will be broadcast twice. And now, the first broadcast. ועתה ההשמעה הראשונה.
Hello, I'm Sarah Lightman. And on today's program, Science for All, I'm joined in the studio by Jeffrey Dalton, who is a professor of physics. He is here to tell us about his work with high school students. Hi, Jeffrey.
Hi, Sarah. Thanks for inviting me.
Jeffrey, tell me a little about what you're doing with kids.
Well, I'm just one of many university professors who give their time to help high school students learn about science. I actually belong to an organization called Science in Action, SIA for short. This organization brings together science professors, school teachers, and their students. We help the teachers and kids do research by giving them advice about the best way to do experiments. I think it's really important that they can get this sort of information from people who are scientists.
I see. But kids can't do real scientific research, can they?
Oh, they can, and they do. They have excellent ideas for research projects. For example, some kids are interested in studying the stars and planets. There are also kids who want to try to invent a new plastic that won't pollute the environment. Other students want to learn about animal behavior. Some of these research projects even have useful findings. One group of students, for instance, found better ways to grow some fruits and vegetables, like lemons, tomatoes, and potatoes.
Interesting. Can you give us more details?
Sorry, no. I'm not going to tell you the results of this project or any of the others. It's not because I want to keep them a secret, but because you can go on the internet and read detailed reports of the experiments. You see, we put all the research that the kids do online. There are already hundreds of articles on the internet, and the number keeps growing every year.
So how long has SIA been working with students?
Well, it was set up almost 10 years ago by 2 university professors in the USA. Today, we have a large number of scientists who volunteer with the organization. I myself joined 8 years ago when my teenage daughter came to me with a science project that her friends wanted to do at school. I saw how helpful it was for them to get advice from a scientist. Today, I spend about 5 hours a week volunteering with SIA. The kids I work with live in the USA, Australia, and Japan.
So to conclude this interview, do I understand correctly that kids anywhere in the world can get help from your organization?
Yes, you do. High school students in any country can fill out a form online with their science teacher telling us about their idea for a research project. If we think the project is interesting, we match them with an expert on the subject who will help them decide the best way to do the experiment. It's really wonderful to see how excited these kids are by the projects they do with us. In fact, many of them go on to study science at university and become scientists themselves.
Thank you, Jeffrey. I think you can all be very proud of what you're doing. And that's all we have time for today. Until next week, goodbye.
זו הייתה ההשמעה הראשונה. נשמיע עתה כמה צלילים, ואחר כך נשמיע את הקטע השני. ועתה ההשמעה השנייה.
Hello, I'm Sarah Lightman, and on today's program, Science for All, I'm joined in the studio by Jeffrey Dalton, who is a professor of physics. He is here to tell us about his work with high school students. Hi, Jeffrey.
Hi, Sarah. Thanks for inviting me.
Jeffrey, tell me a little about what you're doing with kids.
Well, I'm just one of many university professors who give their time to help high school students learn about science. I actually belong to an organization called Science in Action, SIA for short. This organization brings together science professors, school teachers, and their students. We help the teachers and kids do research by giving them advice about the best way to do experiments. I think it's really important that they can get this sort of information from people who are scientists.
I see. But kids can't do real scientific research, can they?
Oh, they can, and they do. They have excellent ideas for research projects. For example, some kids are interested in studying the stars and planets. There are also kids who want to try to invent a new plastic that won't pollute the environment. Other students want to learn about animal behavior. Some of these research projects even have useful findings. One group of students, for instance, found better ways to grow some fruits and vegetables, like lemons, tomatoes, and potatoes.
Interesting. Can you give us more details?
Sorry, no. I'm not going to tell you the results of this project or any of the others. It's not because I want to keep them a secret, but because you can go on the internet and read detailed reports of the experiments. You see, we put all the research that the kids do online. There are already hundreds of articles on the internet, and the number keeps growing every year.
So how long has SIA been working with students?
Well, it was set up almost 10 years ago by 2 university professors in the USA. Today, we have a large number of scientists who volunteer with the organization. I myself joined 8 years ago when my teenage daughter came to me with a science project that her friends wanted to do at school. I saw how helpful it was for them to get advice from a scientist. Today, I spend about 5 hours a week volunteering with SIA. The kids I work with live in the USA, Australia, and Japan.
So to conclude this interview, do I understand correctly that kids anywhere in the world can get help from your organization?
Yes, you do. High school students in any country can fill out a form online with their science teacher telling us about their idea for a research project. If we think the project is interesting, we match them with an expert on the subject who will help them decide the best way to do the experiment. It's really wonderful to see how excited these kids are by the projects they do with us. In fact, many of them go on to study science at university and become scientists themselves.
Thank you, Jeffrey. I think you can all be very proud of what you're doing. And that's all we have time for today. Until next week, goodbye.
זו הייתה ההשמעה השנייה. אם לא סיימתם להשיב על השאלות, המשיכו לעשות זאת עכשיו, ואחר כך המשיכו בשאר חלקי הבחינה. משרד החינוך מאחל לכולכם הצלחה בבחינות הבגרות. שלום.